Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind.
You can't say I didn't warn you about this week. We're celebrating 20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And as I warned you, it's going to be a little extra obnoxious this week, but we're going to have some fun with it. And I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and it's 12 after the hour, and we're celebrating. And we're celebrating with, don't know who else I'd want to do it with, than our good friend Wally Bach, one of the two 97 models left. We were only on the air about 6 weeks in 97, and we still got, and in those days, by the way, folks, nobody knew who I was, so it was kind of hard to get book guests. And Wally, you know, he didn't have anything else to do. He said, oh, sure, I got nothing else to do. I'll go hang out with this new guy, and he did it, and so of course then after that once you hook up with me, it's like an addiction, right? It's, you can't believe it. It's a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. He's the author of a bunch of books: Net Income, Ruthless Focus. I don't know, so many. He's such a great resource for us. He's been one of my pals for 20 years. He's our good friend Wally Bach. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You know. Remember that first day, and you said he has nothing better to do, right? Well, that isn't actually true. Here's what was honestly going on at that point. As you know, I wrote two of the first books on e-commerce.
Right.
And one that Inc. magazine said was a book every CEO should own.
Net Income?
Actually, no. It was The Cyber Power for Business.
Oh, yeah.
The one that Inc. liked. And I was really in the throes of looking at how things were going. And you not only had jumped out of airplanes on purpose, which was immediately attractive to me, but you also had one of the very first internet radio shows. And I was on a book tour then. We actually right. did book tours.
That was then. I had to, it was internet as well as the broadcast.
As well as the broadcast. Yeah. But what fascinated me was that you were doing something that was way ahead of everybody else. And it just happened that you turned out to have the same weird sense of humor that I did. So
perverted sense of humor.
I kept coming back. It's you know, sort of like that itch in your throat.
like I said, you can't believe this train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it.
Oh God, it's awful. But that was part. It was part of the thinking about the books and thinking about how things worked, and the fact that you were there ahead of just about everybody.
Yeah, there's not too many people who've been simulcasting since 97.
I don't even think we had the word simulcast.
There wasn't a word. No, it was not that. That word came along later, which I was so glad that it did. It helped me explain it. But I was attracted to your first because you had your own military background, having been in the Marines, and so I was that was a military folks kind of stick together. So I remember that. But over the years, it's been fun to watch your career evolve, and you're like me, you've reinvented yourself a time or two, and now you're helping people with books, and you've helped me with my books, and helped me.
I do,
and
they're good books, and these people have no idea what they're in for with your next book.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, and I hope it's in a good way. But I'm going to come back to, I want to get your thoughts on where you think business books are. You know, I've talked about this a little bit. Four or five years ago, I was really, really concerned about the future of business books. I'm a little less concerned, just a tiny bit less concerned now. What do you think?
I'm optimistic. I mean, there's things I don't like about what's going on, but basically, I think business people are reading more because they can.
Yeah.
And I think that's one big trend. You've got people who use – I'm an electronic book guy. I've been mm-hmm. using my Kindle for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got friends who, you know, who read paper and stuff.
However, that movement the trend hasn't done what we thought it would do 4 or 5 years ago, has it, the e-book trend?
Well, I thought the e-book trend was, I mean, from the beginning, I thought it was bad because they were saying, look at this growth in books. And I was thinking, well, what's happening now is what's happening with CDs. What mm-hmm. happened with CDs? People are replenishing their libraries.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I got the Effective Executive. Well, I've been through four paper editions of that and wore them out.
Right.
But now I've got the one on Kindle. And that's what I was doing. I was replacing as well as buying new.
Mm-hmm.
So all those predictions about how it was going to go, I thought, no, it's probably going to follow the same curve as the CDs did. And that's been true. The big ebook trend, I think, that makes a difference for business readers is the small ebooks. The $3-4 things on very specific topics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I looked at one this morning, getting ready to do the show. A way to put together an editorial calendar for a blog with 100 blog posts laid out for the next year or so. That's all it's about.
Booklets, workbooks.
Booklets.
Yeah.
There was a woman, there may still be the same woman years ago, Paulette Ensign. And Paulette was the expert on the little brochures we all made.
Right.
So we would make these little things, and then we'd sell them for $2 or $3 a piece.
Yep.
Very, very specific things. I did one on creativity. I did one on supervision and so forth. That kind of thing has now moved over into the small ebook, the $2, $3, $4 book. That's perfect, because if you want to set up your editorial calendar, and I was looking at that book because I have a client who wants to do that. And now I can say, look at this, that's all this book is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's by an expert, it's well written, go for it. So that's one of the big pluses. One other thing that's going
on. I've got a friend, one of my Brain Trust members, Bob Bly's probably made a fortune doing exactly what you're saying. I think he's one of the leaders in that.
I love Bob. Bob's a friend of mine, too.
Yeah.
Bob is not only one of the great copywriters, which he is, but he is also, he gets marketing better than just about anybody.
He was doing it 20 years ago.
Well, yeah.
When a bunch of us didn't know what was going on.
Well, he was right. He started out writing technical stuff.
Right.
And he not only knows how to write copy and how to create product, he is superb at explaining it.
Yeah, and so what he's talking about, folks, as we go to a break here I'm going to ask him when we come back, is there a place for the big idea book in the future? If the little books are so cool, is there a place for a big idea book? Will people buy them? Will they read them? Should anybody invest the time in them? That's coming up after the break. Writing a book with Wally.com. That's Wally's website. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later.
Warning, don't let your...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.